This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbish.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that Ham Radio.
Battery Boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell you something.
We'll do it.
Fuck it. Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now... Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon... In me!
Extra special nice today.
Well, it's 2018, bitch!
Wow. And you say you don't believe in ghosts.
I don't believe in ghosts! Take your ectoplasm and shove it up your ass.
Well, you can certainly haunt a house with that one.
Oh, I know.
I carry the one
38 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show live! Oh, yes, we are. We're live in 2018. Yes, saving radio, one dick joke at a time. We're back. The Ham Radio Show. Hi-o, the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio. 718-577-1389. It is a big motherfucking show today.
Absolutely.
Big show.
Big show. How big would it be?
How big is it? It's a big show, bitches. We have on the brother of the late, great, iconic comedian extraordinaire. Someone I've tried to be the poor man version of Sam Kinison.
Yeah, that's right.
Bill Kinison, his former brother, because the guy's dead.
Right.
And manager will be on the program today, probably talking about all the good stuff that we love, like the documentary I Am Sam Kinison, which is still available on Spike.com. You can watch that right there. You can catch up with it. Like Billy said last week, don't do it now!
That's right.
You dummies.
Please don't do it now.
Yeah.
Save it for later.
Please.
Please stop. What are you doing? Stop it.
Wow.
And later on in the program in the 7 o'clock hour, Mike DeSuna, which you guys would know him as DJ Platypus.
That's the guy.
Will be returning to our airwaves to go out with some big news on the first show of 2018.
And they won't tell me what it is.
Well, none of us apparently know what it is.
No, yes. I've already received a phone call.
I don't know what it is.
I've already received a phone call from Mike preparing myself for everything this evening. He had checked in. He had made sure that we're all hunky-dory about the big news.
Can you tell me what it is?
Absolutely not. And because you have what we call...
If I guess it, will you be able to tell
me? Sure.
Okay. I have to think of some guesses.
Well, also, by the way, we're going to have a fucking mystery guest as well. That's also added to the big news. So that's not the big news. The mystery guest is not the big news. The mystery guest is going to be awesome, and all of you are going to go... Whoa, blast from our past.
We got two mysteries coming today?
No. Yeah, actually, yes, you do.
Easy,
yeah.
Scooby.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Lay off the snacks. Bro. This isn't California.
Hey, Shaggy, shut the fuck up. Zoinks. We are going to have, yes, so he has a big announcement, and then we're going to have, of course, a mystery guest that will do that as well. So, by the way, I don't know, because Carla Force, by the way...
She's in the chat room.
I don't know if she shot her first porn, because now she's back in the porn business, as far as I'm aware of.
Oh, that's good.
And on top of everything else, yes, a joke and wag off to her.
Yeah, send me a copy.
But now, she's saying that she's coming here on the 17th to go head-to-head...
Oh, wait a second.
With Bisexual Marcus when we have the Great Master Debate.
Wow.
Oh, that is going to be live January 17th, Joe. I didn't even know this. I have to go through Joe anyway. I told her I have to ask Joe.
Right.
That's okay. I already laid down the ground rules, though, Joe. You would be proud of me. I told her if there was any fisticuffs in Joe's home studio.
It has to be
civil.
That's right.
I told her that.
You will be whacked and you'll disappear from the face of the earth.
That's right. I still know Nunzio.
And by the way, I also, because she's already writing it in the Facebook Live suite, which is available. Yeah. Conveniently on the ham cam on my Facebook page.
Okay.
She's also pointing out that Dennis Hoff got in contact with her and Dennis Hoff's officials.
Oh,
so
nice.
She might be going to the Bunny Ranch.
Oh.
So Uncle Eddie is making dreams.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, it's 2018 and we're making dreams happen. Danny, we're making porn stars. We're making fucking prostitutes. We do it all here in the Ham Radio Show.
And you make nothing of yourself.
Damn right. I help everyone out and I get shit. Wait, that
we're
might be part.
Progress.
We're making progress. Thank you, Tony. We're making progress. And Danny, that might be. You might have just alluded to, the big fucking announcement that is later from DJ Platypus here on the program, Danny. So the fanfare is already ready. The fanfare is primed and ready to go, so it's a good thing. Joe was worried about that we're going to have nothing to talk about during the segments.
Yeah. What?
He goes, you got two guests on. How are you going to do a show? When have we ever... ever at all, never did a show.
Well, you know, since we're just down to 2 hours, we used to do a 4-hour show. We have plenty of time to BS and bullshit and fight. And
but like Vin Diesel, with Fast and Furious, motherfucker.
True, yes.
What is this, part 12?
Our fights are down to only 10 minutes now. We used to fight for hours.
That's because you get, first off, our fights are legendary. Second off, you get winded very easily now.
Sure, I'm getting older now.
So, Joe, remember that. Joe, I just fucking shit. Joe, not only does he get winded, but like, then right after, he's like, that's a great fight. He's like,
can we do it again?
He has fucking asthma, though, right after. He's like, But that's Billy.
That's Billy during the whole fight.
Yeah,
somebody's got to have.
By the way, no one brings anything else to these fights. It's just me and Joe.
Sure.
Danny looks at you like a deer. No, Danny came back in the room.
They hide.
Yeah, and Billy's standing there like a deer in headlights.
Because it's like the
what's
same
going
song
on?
And dance almost every time you fight.
No,
so.
Something triggers Joe. Here's how. Here's how the fights
and
work on this rubber.
Well, you
Joe.
Set. Go.
Joe wanted filler. Yeah. Here's your filler. Joe gets triggered by certain things.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake, Danny, we had a fight about Rocky. I'm not bringing it up what
yeah,
it was.
I know.
I'll just say, you know what? Joe was right.
Yeah, I was right. There's no Rocky Six.
He sure wasn't right. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not listen to Joe's microphone. Was not right.
Creed is not a Rocky movie.
I didn't say Creed. We said Rocky Six. I'm not fighting with you again.
Creed is Rocky Six.
Alexa,
yeah.
How many Rocky movies have there been?
There have been 7 Rocky movies.
What? How is that possible?
Yeah, name them off, you stupid bitch.
Alexa, was there a Rocky 6?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia.
Joe is wrong.
Rocky Balboa is a 2006 American sports drama film written, directed by, and starring Sylvester Stallone. Did that answer your question?
Yes. Vindication.
No.
Thanks for your feedback.
You're welcome.
Stupid bitch.
I'm just saying there are certain things. Meryl Streep runs our program.
That's true.
What I'm saying, though, is that there are certain buzzwords or things. And when Joe's in a mood about something else, it carries over to this show. And literally, I could say something like, you know, vanilla's the best ice cream in the world, Danny. And he'll be like, motherfucker! You cocksucker! How do you fucking eliminate
conniving cunt?
Chocolate ice cream! What the fuck is wrong with you, Billy? Shut the fuck up!
But
you don't know
one's selling
either.
Ice cream across the world.
When I used to do drapes for 47,000 years,
yeah.
Every day I had chocolate ice cream and I'd hang a curtain. Every day we celebrate. How dare you, in my home, say vanilla is best? I'll kill you.
The best one was about Billy Joel.
Oh, Jesus Christ. By the way, Nick in the chat room wants to automatically put a box set together of our fights. The Ham Radio Show presents boxing.
Sometimes I wonder about you.
Yeah,
Nick said that in the room. You had it all out, brawl of Billy Joel's discography.
What was the fucking what was the fight? I'm not going to fight with you. I swear to God.
I don't remember.
But what was the fight about?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Nick, what was the fight about? Nick, if you can make a box set of the fight. Nick, our Canadian Unified Network technician, the cunt.
Nick is the best.
You automatically, you have carte blanche. Make it.
Nick would know this. What was technical glitch for the first time Joe threw us out of the studio? What was that fight about?
I don't remember.
Oh, fuck. I remember
wires?
Having...
What?
Somebody grabbing wires or something?
I don't fucking remember.
It was probably because Joe... No, let's see if I say it now.
Oh,
Joe's
Piano Man. That was the first album. You were saying no.
Because Piano Man wasn't the first album.
But no, I said Piano Man was his first album.
But it's not his first album.
Ask Alexa.
Alexa, what is Billy Joel's first album?
Billy Joel's first album was Cold Spring Harbor.
Thank you.
Oh.
And on top of that, I love you, Alexa.
Stupid
Alexa,
bitch.
I love you. I know she fucking ran away.
She's like, I still ain't putting out. Fuck you.
I'm just saying, point blank, that you have. It's the fuck. Every time we fight, I'm usually right. There's like been a case. Look, I will be the bigger man because I am. And I will say that there are times I've been wrong. But some of the dumbest fights that you have flipped out about?
Yeah.
Rocky, I'm right. Billy Joel, I'm right.
No, you're not.
Can anyone name another one? Please, God, let's fucking start 2018 with a better fucking year. No. Someone please come up with another
one.
We're
not going to have any fights in 2018.
I don't want to have a joke. I love you. You know that.
We may have disagreements, but we will not have
any fights. No, wait.
I'm sorry. I just read that and it was fucking funny.
What? From
Mike. DJ Platypus.
DJ Platypus writing in, I'm feeling nervous. Can we put a bag over Joe's head during the announcement? Oh, never mind. You strategically have moved him out of the camera angle. I'm ready now.
Okay.
Wow.
Nick, by the way, saying it can't be a box set. He would need to put out multiple boxes. Me and Joe fight a lot because we're two hot-headed Italians who, at the end of the day, believe we're right. So far, Alexa has proved me right twice. Joe, you throw out another fight that we've had, and I will ask the mighty Alexa.
I think Billy was onto something. The first fight we got thrown out here was over the Y, isn't it? It was the second time.
But what was the Y?
You might have broke one.
Did I touch something?
Yeah, you fuck it with his stuff.
And he told you not to. And then the second time we got thrown out. Well, I should say you got thrown out.
Yes. But where... Oh, excuse me. Where I go, my coattails go. So guess what? When I get thrown the fuck out, you go fucking behind.
I don't remember what the second one was for.
I remember Joe calling me going, come on down. We got plenty of room.
Bullshit.
Now.
Joe would not put you by yourself on the air if Joe was the last man on earth and the only way to stop Kim Jong-un was have Billy on for the Driftwood Hour.
Because I remember we done the show for my house once because we got thrown out. The first time was at Hammy's, and we did do the show a couple times at
that
my house.
That was the show that Billy got us there fucking almost an hour late.
We were 2 minutes late.
The show started.
Well, you could have drove.
Hammy's playing shit on the fucking thing. We're running into his house, jumping behind microphones. Holy
and then
fuck.
The other couple times we did it at my house is because Joe was constructing shit down here. So
yeah, but I don't remember why the...
The second time I don't remember
the one,
why.
I remember the one with the wire. Now I'm remembering the wires.
I don't remember that one.
Well, of course you don't. You don't remember... Joe forgets to fight five
it's
seconds after
thing.
The fucking
yeah,
fight, though.
Yeah, I have Alzheimer's.
Because, thank you, we know you do.
They're asking Alexa in the Facebook Live suite if she can kick Joe's ass.
Well, watch this. Hold on for a second. Alexa. Open Smack Talk.
Hello, my name is Smack Talker. I'll talk smack to people for you. What would you like me to say?
Alexa, talk smack to Joe.
Hey Joe, you're like a 5-year-old. I have neither the time nor the crayons to explain anything to you.
Talk about irony.
There you go.
Shut up, you fucking bitch.
But anyway, so going back to what the original discussion was.
A robot bitch called me out, I guess.
She did. Before we were trying it out, she called you an asshole.
I swear.
Asshole went over but fucking didn't. I don't understand how the dichotomy of censorship works.
I don't know.
Alexa.
Yeah.
Talk smack to Joe.
You got to open
the
thing.
Come on, it shouldn't let you open that.
There you go. Alexa, open Smack Talker.
Hello, my name is Smack Talker. I'll talk smack to people for you. What would you like me to say?
Alexa, talk smack to Billy.
As he points at Danny.
Hey, Billy, yeah. You're so ugly. When you popped out, the doctor said, wow, what a treasure. And your mom said, yeah, let's bury it.
That's great.
That was Alexa roasts the audience and the hosts.
You had a young one.
There you go.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Oh, okay, sorry. Oh, God. Yeah, Nick saying that we installed the Rosie skill set to Alexa.
Yeah.
I told you Alexa was fucking down. She's down, man. She's good now. By the way, so back to the original story. We're going to have speaking of fights, which brought us to the Joe and me thing, the master debate will happen on the 17th. Supposedly, Carla is coming here. We know for a fact that Bisexual Marcus is going to be here. And also, in between all of this, was the return of Filipino Heat was coming back.
We're going to have a full house.
So we're going to have, and I said, it's going to be tight in here, but if that's what you want to do.
Maybe we can reschedule.
All right, wait. Alexa, now people in the chat room want Alexa to roast them. Hold on. Alexa, open Smack Talk.
Hello, my name is Smack Talker. I'll talk smack to people for you. What would you like me to say?
Alexa, smack talk Carla.
If laughter is the best medicine, Your face must be curing the world.
That was Alexa. Don't fight with me. Just saying.
Okay.
Wendy the retard hanging out as well.
Okay.
It's a great day here on the program, so we're doing a lot of stuff today. It's the first show of 2018. We have a jam-packed fucking show. Like I said before, if you're just tuning in now, Sam Kinison's brother, Bill Kinison, stopping by, going to be talking about the I Am Sam Kinison documentary that aired on Spike TV. I want to see where, by the way, you can get it, like, for purchase, because I don't want to download. I want a fucking DVD. Do they even sell DVDs anymore?
Not really.
I want a DVD. I want to hold a DVD in my hand. That's what I fucking want. I don't want downloads. God damn it.
Oh, welcome to the future.
Enough that people already say I have downs. Carlos says that's lame as fuck.
And it was lame. It wasn't
that was not lame. It made fun of your face. It was like, you want another one? What the fuck?
That was like lame.
Alexa, open Smack Talk.
Hello, my name is Smack Talker. I'll talk smack to people for you. What would you like me to say?
Alexa, Smack Talk Danny.
If you are going to be two-faced, at least make one of them pretty.
See? What the fuck?
I tell you, Don Rickles.
She is on fucking fire today.
She's got a Joe Miller joke book there.
And besides Sam Kinison's brother, Bill Kinison, coming on the show, we also have... from a blast from our past, DJ Platypus coming on the show. He's got a big announcement. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. And on top of that, he also is bringing a mystery guest. Another blast from the past that will rock your worlds, guys. I know who it is.
Is
so
that
it's
a
rock
hint?
Me. It's a, it might. It might.
Is
it,
hint?
It might.
Can we work with that?
You can work with that. You can analyze it, pick it apart, and get your hands in there. Okay. I mean, get your hands dirty, Bill. If you want to get in there, that's fine. Do it, man.
Right. We still have any Filipino Heats songs that we recorded?
No, I don't. You have to find them, because remember, we've lost many a computer.
We traded them in for the real song.
Maybe, you know what? How about this? How about to do for the opening ceremonies?
Booby headphones.
Right? Yeah, Danny, do booby headphones with him. Put your fucking man tits on them. How about for the opening ceremonies to the master debate, we have Filipino Heat sing the American National Anthem.
Yeah. Let's not.
As only he can.
I'm patriotic.
How about America the Beautiful? Yeah. America! Sweet. Yeah. America! God don't say hey, honey.
I forgot. What did we have him sing?
Whoa, tons of shit. Kryptonite.
Kryptonite.
Yep.
When I go crazy, then you go talking Superman. When I was lying there, would you be there holding my hand? That was fucking amazing.
At least he kept it on time.
He's really. Like, by the way, for anyone playing at home and didn't know this at all, by the way, he's like William Hung on crack.
Yeah.
Just so you're playing at home. That's what the character of Filipino Heat is.
Great guy.
A great guy. He has a great job. I don't know what the fuck he's hanging out with us. But he's going to be back on the 17th, so we got that going on. And I believe that we have a hot chick next week on the program. I have to go through my notes, Danny.
I have to follow my notes. Excellent.
Well, I figured in 2013 we could fucking do it.
2013, we did it. Why can't we do it in 2018?
Because I backtracked. I'm going to start with 2013. Nick, do you have that song? Do you have Three Doors Down by the one and only Filipino Heat? You got it? Because that would be fucking great.
He probably listens to it on a daily basis.
Nick, that's Nick's jerk off time.
I'm sure I have it somewhere.
Do you? Because it was on that hard drive that we took back from Google.
I might have.
I know it because we played it at Goom. So Nick says yes. Nick, send it to Danny. That way we know we have it. It's there. Send it. Put it up. You know what? Why don't you put it up on our new fucking website? Whenever the fuck that's gonna be done.
Yeah.
Well, God damn it.
That's done already.
It's coming.
Yeah. But I want. Is it up and running?
Yeah.
So why didn't you make an announcement? Why don't you tell people?
He did.
When did you tell people? When did he tell people it was up and running?
He did on Facebook. I can
assure you. The website has always been up and running for the last 3-4 years.
No, up and running with the new format and the new look and the new thing. I did not get told.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to make an announcement.
You were in a group.
I did not get. I did not receive. I didn't receive an email from you supposedly that we had today. That was my fart. Yeah. I did not get any of that. Well, also, I've been passed out because I went to the ER right after last week's show.
Did you?
Yeah. So it literally right after the show, I went to the. I came down the street. Went. Oh, I gotta get gas in my truck. Go to the gas station to get the truck. Get the gas. Can't get out of the fucking car. Because my back was so fucked up because of my polyneuropathy cyst, slid out of the fucking car because I said, I need gas for the car. Got to the gas, pumped the gas, figured out that I'm like, and you know me, I don't want to miss work. I love my job at SiriusXM. I don't want to miss my fucking job at SiriusXM. I'm like, tomorrow I'm going in the blizzard. I don't give a shit. I will be there because I have dedication.
It's a winter storm.
No,
warning.
It's a cyclone of death. Didn't you hear the fucking guy?
That's only when the wind kicks in and the temperature drops.
It's
going to
be
degrees.
A snow tornado.
It'll be fun.
A tornado is going to happen. But anyway, so yeah, I was in the ER. So Danny, if I missed some of your stuff, I'm sorry. You are correct. You probably sent it. I didn't know. So I will say to Danny, Danny, I'm sorry. See, Joe, how easy it is? Danny, I'm sorry.
I can't say that word.
I know you can't.
Holy shit, he must still be on those fucking
I am.
These
fucking painkillers rule. Oh, my God, it's so great.
Guess it's for me?
All right, no. I'm not sharing. It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. When we come back here on the big show, the first show, by the way, of 2018,
yeah.
We're going to have Sam Kinison's brother, that's right, Bill Kinison, when we return right here. After these, Joe, words!
This is Ham Radio, Uncle Eddie.
He's a real douche.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge.
Hey, Joey, if I gave you a penny for your thoughts, I'd get change.
Offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Like this song.
No one does. That's why we played it again for you. Where I go. By the way, DJ Platypus says this is the best show we've done all year. Yeah! It's the Ham Radio Show. 718. Thank you, girl in the shower. 718-577-1389. Yeah! We are live on hamradioshow.com. Let's see if we can get Bill Kinison on the phone.
That would be nice.
Somebody like you.
One ringy dingy.
Yes, we got the phone ringing.
Ringy dingy.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Hello?
Yep, it's ringing.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Again.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm looking for the one and only Bill Kinison.
You got him.
Oh. Yeah! The bloodline of comedy royalty. That gets a standing ovation, goddammit.
All right.
Jesus Christmas.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having a brother. Thank you for being part of his life and changing comedy history, quite frankly.
Well, I had nothing to do with him being created, but I'm glad I was his brother.
Well, that part I hope to God you didn't, because you're his brother, and that would have been really, really weird. But
yes,
you,
it would have.
Yes. But, however...
Of course, it might have fit in with my family. They were all from Kentucky, so I don't know.
But, very true. Very true. Now, which is... Because your father, correct me if I'm wrong, because I got so much to talk to you about, and I know I only have you for a limited amount of time, because I, by the way, loved two things. Loved Sam, your brother, without question, one of my favorite comedians ever, and it was a very sad day when I found out he passed away. And number two, the documentary is amazing. I Am Sam Kinison, by the way, available still on Spike.com. If you go to Spike.com, you can watch it right there on the front page. It's right there. It loads the whole movie commercial-free, ready for you to go. It's a great documentary, also uncensored, so you don't miss out on any of the naughty language, which is in there. But you, by the way, came from not Catholic. You were you're members of clergy. I mean, your father,
Pentecostal preachers.
Yeah, that you guys all. Yeah, we were, go ahead.
Yeah, we were Pentecostal on the social ladder of Christianity. That's about a rung above the snake antlers.
It's weird because he isn't like he actually is a man. You are a man of faith. You are a pastor, am I correct, Bill?
Not a pastor, but I do have a program on Sunday mornings that I teach and still in the ministry.
Okay.
I actually got back in the ministry about a year and a half ago.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because if you watch the documentary, you came back, you went out because you knew you were giving your brother money and what you thought was for rent and food or whatever, but it turned out it was for blow and hookers and whatever the hell else he was spending it on, not for the stuff that he needed in life. So you went out there and became his manager, right?
Yeah, I did, but not for that reason. But, yeah, I came out and just was a pastor at a big church in Rockford, Illinois. And one Sunday morning I got up getting ready for service, and down in my heart I just felt like it was time to do something else. And I've been bugging me for quite a while to manage him, and so I decided, all right, well, let's pack up like the Beverly Hillbillies and let's go to Hollywood, and not because of me, but he hit about 6 weeks after I got there because of Rodney Dangerfield.
Well, yes.
And the rest of it was history.
Yeah, but you were, I mean, I think watching that movie, watching the documentary, you kind of get the behind-the-scenes look at your family, and you had another brother who had mental problems, and he passed away. And
He was born severely mentally handicapped and legally blind, and at the age of 13 was miraculously healed, not with anybody praying for him. He just was healed and ended up being one of the best evangelists I ever seen.
Yeah, he had the gift for gab. He was doing great things. And what you learned from the documentary, like I was saying, is that Sam trusted his family members, as in his brothers, because he didn't trust his mother,
yeah.
Right? Because he didn't like mom. He didn't want to live with mom.
Well, it wasn't that he didn't like my mom.
He didn't like your mom.
She was a strong lady when we were growing up, and pretty much beat the shit out of us pretty often. And
that's
but
correct.
He still he had like an Elvis love for her. I mean, we were raised, and as far as the brothers, my dad one day when we were little, he got four strings and had each of us break them, and we thought we really did something. Then he put four of them together and said, try to break these, and we tried and tried. We couldn't break them, and then he gave us the lesson of life, and that is that the four of us stuck together, no one would ever be able to break us.
Nice.
And that's how we were, the brothers.
Wow. See, and that's definitely a life lesson that I think that he takes throughout his whole career, because he wanted that. He needed that, because at one point, if you watch the documentary too, when Corey Feldman, or is it Haim? Who was Corey Feldman? Corey Feldman was the one that said it. When your brother passed away, the blind brother who got the miraculous miracle of sight again, when he passed away, your brother, Sam, turns to Corey and says, well, my brother passed away. Do you want the gig?
Yeah, well, you have to know Corey. He tends to exaggerate a little bit.
I figured that's why I wanted to ask you. See, I knew it smelled like bullshit.
I doubt that conversation ever took place, but yeah.
Well, because, I mean, if you watch
it. The four of us, we never mentioned my brother Rich, which was the one that had the miracle, and he was stayed in the ministry until he died. We never mentioned him because we never really wanted to, you know, affect his ministry and everything. So you never really hear Sam talk about him in interviews or I. And that was the reason, is that he was still in the ministry, very successful, and we just didn't want to, you know, reflect on his ministry.
Well, when Rich passed away, did that actually start the downfall?
Well, it was actually Kevin, our youngest brother.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the one that, and he didn't commit suicide. He actually was murdered.
Oh, so what?
And the
documentary says he committed suicide.
Well, the reason was is that was the initial, statement that the police gave us, and then about 6 weeks after he had died, they called me down to the police station and said that they had totally botched the investigation.
Oh man!
They handled it as a suicide, but it was a homicide, and they told me all the reasons, which, you know, take too long to go into. But on Sam's side of it, he still always felt Kevin committed suicide. But and that's the reason why they were referring to it as him taking his life, is because that was the initial reports that came out, and that's what everybody thought.
So Sam never knew.
He believed that Kevin committed suicide.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Sam really never knew the honest to God truth that his brother was murdered, which might have changed his outlook on life, because he was, when you watch the movie, he's at the house above the Comedy Store that's on the hill, and he's supposedly, according to Corey Feldman, who we know is now Corey the Fibber Feldman, who, if you watch, he's like, he's doing lines of coke the size of the table. They're calling him.
Well, that part was probably true.
Well, yeah. He was a coke legend.
Well, that's what he used to say that himself.
Yeah. Oh, dude. He used to say that he used to show up at parties. And because Charlie Sheen tells the story that he showed up to a party once, and they're like, oh, fuck, Kinison's coming? They literally clear off a table, make Joe. I know you did blow back in the day, Joe. They fucking rails. I swear to God, it was the length of the table. Kinison comes in and goes all the way up.
I had to live up to my part.
He didn't fuck around. He's like, you want to put it out? I'm going to do it.
He had to live up to the reputation. He did party. There wasn't any doubt about that.
No, absolutely not.
Talking about Charlie Sheen, it was great seeing Charlie. He actually would only do it if I interviewed him, and I was the one that interviewed him. And it was just great seeing him again. We hadn't seen each other probably in 20 years, and
at
one time we were very close friends, the three of us.
So you were doing the interview of Charlie. How many interviews on there did you do?
I just did. That was the only one that I did.
All right. 'Cause
that was the only way that Charlie would do it. He said, I'll do it if Bill will interview me. And then he didn't allow the director or the producers to be there. And he gave a great interview. I mean, about 3 hours, but they cut out, you know, most of it. But right. He was a great interview. I mean, Charlie and Sam really did like each other.
Yeah, when they go through the whole lineage of who he knew, who he hung out with, who were actually his friends, it's an amazing gambit of people. It's from Ted Nugent, Charlie Sheen, Corey the Fibber Feldman, all these people that were part of that mix, like Stern is in there, like in pictures, and all these, this whole world that Sam came from.
The music world and at that time.
Yeah, he was the first ever rock and roll comedian. I mean, it was an amazing thing.
Yeah, they just was gravitated to him. Sam was, he just had a personality that everyone loved being with him, and he probably had more rocker friends than he did comedian friends. I mean, you're on tour, you run into everybody.
Right.
And that's how we met him, and then we hung together with him, and I'm still good friends with a lot of them.
I forgot what rocker was in the documentary, but they were explaining how amazing it was that Kinison was playing. He played Giant Stadium.
Yeah, that was Rudy Sarzo.
There you go. And he's explaining it, and you're like, because nowadays, like, oh, people play stadiums. But then back in the day, they weren't fucking doing that. Kinison by himself, he goes, one man, one mic, Giant Stadium. Yeah. That's by 83, himself.
83,000 people.
Screaming their heads off, probably more coked up than Sam. Going nuts.
It was an event.
Well, yeah.
You know, you had to go
crazy. It was, what was unreal about it is that, you know, Sam, if we was around New York or Vegas or L.A., you always had an all-star band, which was any rockers that were around.
Right.
And at Giant Stadium, the band that he had that played Wild Thing and did the encore with him was Bon Jovi's band. Billy Squire, Skid Row, Leslie West. I mean, it was just unreal.
Yeah, he had everybody. Dude, do you remember the, I'm sure that, of course, Bill Kinison, by the way, legend, you know, the brother of the legendary Sam Kinison on the phone right now, here on the Ham Radio Show. But Joe, I don't even know if you recall the video for Wild Thing.
No.
With all the freaking, the biggest rock acts.
Everybody at the
of
time.
Yeah, of the time in the video. From Billy Idol, Bon Jovi, everybody was in this freaking video, and Jessica Hahn, who of course played a very big part in a lot of people's lives in the 80s and 90s, but dancing and rolling around in the middle of the video is one of the most memorable things ever. And Sam did that. That's Sam's world.
Yeah.
That's why I want to be the poor man Sam Kinison, because that is, without question, I got to start getting my Coke uptake going. But that guy right there changed. That's why I say we were doing the numbers, Danny. What was the list from Comedy Central or some shit where Sam wasn't even that high on the list. And I'm like, Sam changed the game. That's the thing. Bill's brother, Sam Kinison, changed the game to the point where.
Yeah,
and
he did.
And hold on, because I'm going to compliment your brother again. I'm going to blow some more smoke up his ass. The fact that he knew how good he was and how he was going to hone his craft even more, Joe. When he got the responsibility of, there was a second comedy store, right?
Yeah.
So he goes there and he's running it. He knew that nobody could follow him. So you know who he booked for the last fucking act?
I have no idea.
Him. That was the smartest thing ever. He closed out the night.
He also knew he could go as long as he wanted.
Yeah, no one was going to throw him off the fucking stage because he was in charge. That's the most amazing thing. And then word spread, and then he went to the main comedy store, and it became like religion. It's like, you got to go to the midnight show. You got to see this guy, Sam Kinison. He's a wild man. He's on stage. And he just, he rips it a new asshole, and that, he was insanely popular then, and then, of course, Rodney puts him on the Young Comedian special, and then the next day...
It was like, kaboom.
Bill, how many phone calls did you get the next day?
Oh, Jesus. The next couple weeks, it was everybody. All of a sudden, everybody knew what to do with him, and and we had a full record deal with Warner Brothers. We had a four HBO special deal. We had three appearances on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Yeah.
Three appearances on David Letterman. Started out our first tour. And I tell you what was funny about that is our first show on this 40-city tour was in Fort Lauderdale. And it was actually a big rock club. And Sam, you know, did his act, tore the place up, and then I settled up at the end of the show, and he said, how'd we do? Well, you got to remember, this guy was making $35 a night at the comedy store. He couldn't even headline back then.
Nope.
And so I remember I had our settlement was $12,000. And so he said, how'd we do, brother? And I said, well, I picked up a check for $12,000, and we hugged each other and about to cry. And, you know, we thought, man, we made the big time. And by the end of that 40-city tour, we didn't even consider a date under $50,000,
right.
And he eventually topped out as $175,000 a night.
Wow.
See, and thank God Sam had you. That's the thing. Like, I think, because I don't think you give yourself enough credit, Bill, because he's such a wild man, but he was always a thinker. He was crazy, not stupid. But the fact of the matter is, without a guy, a strong fucking backing, a manager or someone that knew that he would have his back, that all made everything possible. You can be the greatest showman in the world, but if your support system sucks,
absolutely,
then but boom.
You also didn't have management ripping him off.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't think Bill ripped them off.
Taking care of him, making sure everybody well, did
people,
well.
Yeah, they used to ask him, why do you have your brother manage you? And he said, well, if anybody's going to steal from you, it ought to be family.
Yeah.
Sure, Bill drove a giant platinum frigging Rolls Royce. But come on! Who didn't? It was the 80s.
It was the DeLorean.
In the 90s. No, he had four DeLoreans. Different. And freaking...
Well, the other thing was is that I raised my brothers. My parents got divorced when they were little, and I was 16 at the time, and I literally raised them. So
yeah, you were the father.
We had more of a father-son relationship than we did a brother relationship.
There you go.
And so when Sam... you know, when I came out and he really had nothing going, and I just hoping to whip up something, but thank God for Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
And from then on, you know, I was the guy. I remember him telling me, you're the role manager, you're the personal manager, you're the business man. Anything with manager, that's what you are.
Damn right.
And
it helped, I'm telling you. Yeah, it was the right man for the right job because he knew that he could do it. And what sucks, the biggest thing that always sucks to me is that he got back on his feet. He was off the shit. His brain was fine-tuning itself. He was getting everything back on track because he had a slight little hurdle in there because the drugs took over and there was a little dark side that happened and everything else. And,
I like the way you're emphasizing little.
Yeah. Well, it's only a couple-hour show, all right? I got to make it fit. Yeah. So, all right, so he gets past the little hurdle, and then gets his life back together, and a fucking drunk driver takes him out of the game. A drunk driver. And the most saddest part is to have when Bill tells the story, about Bill. Just tell the story when you were driving with him. He's in another car with Malika, and you're in your truck or whatever, and you're driving, and then he passes you. Tell the story.
Well, we actually stopped off at a gas station just before we got on River Road going to Laughlin. We had never been there, and the only reason we were going was that was the only town I had not wrapped up a casino deal, and so we went for the weekend. Sam makes some money. I'm signing the papers with Don Laughlin, and we had just stopped off to get gas. I had rented a van that I had the opening act and security with me, and so we had, you know, I had a great talk. Our last conversation was just a great, great conversation, and then he pulled out in front of me, which he never did, and we went 3.2 miles up River Road, and that's when he got hit head on. He was in a fiberglass Trans Am Special Edition. And he was hit by a ton and a half old pickup, so it wasn't much of a contest.
Nope.
And I slid the van as close as I could. The security guy tried to get the door open, wasn't able to, but I guess the adrenaline flowing in me, I jerked the door open, and he was sitting in the driver's seat, kind of leaned over on the armrest. And when I opened it up, he looked at me and said, "Why? Why now, brother? Why?" And I just kept telling him, you know, "Hey, don't move. We got help on the way." We didn't know he was dying until he died. We knew he was hurt, but none of us thought, you know, he was dying. There was no, all of his injuries were internal.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He knew. That's the thing. Like it's like he was talking to Jesus or whoever whatever deity he was talking to that Sam believed in at that exact moment in time. That's why I'm saying it was. It's eerie because his brother's standing there. They're trying to get help and everything else, and he's like, "Not now. Why now? I'm doing so good. Why now?" And then he died. Yeah. Like he was having a conversation.
Right at the end, we had laid him on the, you know, on the highway because he wouldn't stay in the car. He kept scooting out, and we could not keep him there. So we just literally, as soon as we could, we laid him on the highway, and while he was there, he said, it was like he was negotiating. It never was like he was afraid. He was going, "I don't want to die.
Yeah.
I don't want to die. I don't want to die." And then he went, okay, and that was it, and that was the first time we knew that we were in real trouble.
But that's what I'm saying. The spooky part is, Joe, he was talking to somebody.
I know.
That's the,
yeah.
And we were talking about we don't believe in ghosts. Oh, I don't
looking
believe in
ghosts. He was looking at somebody. He wasn't looking at us, and his eyes weren't set or rolled back or anything. That's why we didn't know we were in trouble.
Yeah.
But he was looking at somebody and talking to them, and they obviously was talking to him. But
yeah. And he wasn't on the blow, and he wasn't doing the, you know, he wasn't the blow, crank, nothing.
Oh, no.
He was straight as an arrow.
Roughly about a year and a half.
And let me tell you, from me personally, it fucking sucks because your brother would have been even more iconic in the world that we have today. Your brother's words and wisdom and everything else would, and laughter, most importantly, the laughter would have got people through a lot of shit. Can you imagine Sam Kinison around 9/11? Wow. You mean think?
Oh yeah, I was with him.
Yeah, I'd listen.
I mean, I wouldn't imagine what he would have done.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying. Bill, we got to wrap this up, but let me tell everybody
All right, brother.
If you go right now to Spike.com, it's on the cover page of Spike.com. Right there, it's I Am Sam. You go right to the page, click on the arrow, start the documentary, watch it. If you don't know who Sam Kinison was, fucking learn. This is an icon. And this is like you can go to school when you watch this documentary. It is a much-needed viewing point. You got to watch this. It is I Am Sam. It is live right there for you on Spike. Do you have anything that you would like to plug?
A lot of people think it's the best documentary they've ever seen, period.
Quite frankly, I think it is. I was riveted, dude. I went to work an hour early so I could watch it at my work computer. without being, I went to early, so I wasn't on the clock, watched the whole documentary before I started my shift, because I wanted to be uninterrupted, no commercials, no nothing. I wanted to watch it, and it was amazing. So it's available on demand right there, spike.com. That's spike.com. Bill Kennison, by the way. Bill, do you have anything that you want to plug, sir?
No, I think you're doing a great job with it. I mean, we
thank you, sir.
Supposed to go into production on his movie this year with Universal.
Oh, I was going to ask, and, is that happening? Is with Josh Gad was supposed to play your brother. Is that happening?
Actually, the documentary has put it back on track. They had put it on the shelf, and then after they saw the documentary, they were there at the premiere from Universal. They're all excited about it again.
Oh, fuck
yeah. And then we're working with, we got about three companies that want to make a hologram
Ooh.
Out of him and put him on tour. And we're also working a deal with a slot machine company. That'll be in all the casinos. So
when you hit
a lot of
jack-
stuff going.
Yeah, he just hit the jackpot. Oh, God. I love you, brother. Oh, God, it's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for the one and the only from the Kinnison family. This is Bill Kinnison. Round of applause. Bill, we love you, and we love your brother. And thank you very much for doing the show, brother.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me on, man. Anytime.
Anytime, dude. You got an open invite. Anyone that has the last name Kinnison can come on this show whenever they want.
Absolutely.
You got it, brother.
All right, brother. Thank you very much, man.
All right, man.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Danny left. I don't know what's going on. So I'm like, hey, but wait a minute. He's talking about the movie, so we had to jump in. Danny's back. Danny, you good now?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a break right now. We got time, though, because Planet Platypus over there, DJ Platypus, is going to be calling in at about 7:05. So we're pretty good. We can wrap it up and make it work. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. The one and only Bill Kinnison, thank you for being on the show. We'll be right back after what, Joe?
These words.
Words.
That's right.
Yay. This is Ham Radio.
All hail
Ham Radio.
Remember, thou art mortal. Remember, thou art mortal. Remember, thou art mortal. Remember, thou art mortal.
Oh, blow it on your ass.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. 476-9577 or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come on, get out of bed. There'll be no more napping. This is Pee-wee Herman, and you're listening to my best friend. No, it's not the king of cartoons. It's Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie. Ah!
Coming over in my direction.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that. It's such a blessing.
Yeah.
Turn every situation into heaven. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, you are. My sunrise on the darkest day.
Come on, it's the last songs of 2017.
Thank fortunately.
Joe, play a little Despacito for me. Come on.
No,
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show, live on HamRadioShow.com. Ready for you and your ear holes. Saving radio, one dick joke at a time. The uncrowned kings of reality radio, Z-Tone. But every time Despacito comes on, you're going to blow it up.
Might as well.
Coming up in a couple minutes, DJ Platypus with the big announcement, as well as the mystery guest, so we're waiting on that as well. And
still haven't even come close to trying to guess who the mystery guest is.
Dance by the same time.
Would they dance to this song?
You don't know. Hold on.
Tony Batman.
Wait, hold on. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this? Yo, como esta?
What's up? Is this Uncle Eddie?
Hey, is this DJ Platypus?
Yes, it is.
Yeah!
How are you, brother?
Mikey! How are you, Mikey?
Hello, please.
I'm excited. Happy New Year to the whole crew.
Yeah. Oh, Happy New Year to you.
Danny's in the shitter, but everyone else is fine.
What is with Danny? Loose bowel.
He's got fucking a small stomach. What
I
do you
swear.
Want?
Danny Norris is in the shitter right now. Oh, really?
Yes, Fred Norris's illegitimate brother, Danny Norris.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wait, excuse me.
What is Billy Quivers doing right now?
Billy, you're
absolutely nothing, like usual.
Hey, Billy, you're Robin.
And what about Joe Abui?
Baba Booey. Baba Booey to you all.
I'm playing the Kunga.
Hello, hello. Joe, do you actually,
yeah.
No, we'll see. But Danny would be, they both play sound effects. So you're right. Danny would be, actually, Billy probably would be more Fred Norris because he plays a shitload of sound effects.
Sure does. Yeah.
Danny plays him whenever the fuck he feels like. So Danny's more the Baba Booey.
Okay.
And actually, you know what? Joe would be Robin because he just laughs at his own jokes. Hoo-hoo, Robin.
I don't make jokes,
guy, man.
Hoo-hoo, I'm Robin. I made a funny. It's crazy. It's crazy shit.
I don't live in my own jokes. I live in your jokes.
I said, by the way, to be even more of a reason for me to envy Stern, yeah. the relationship he had with Sam Kinison.
Oh.
Is just, I wish I had a fucking relationship like that.
No.
That's why I'm trying to nuzzle up to Jim Norton.
Oh.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Does he keep running away like a smart man?
No, he has this team called Security.
Oh, okay.
They have greeted me many times.
That I believe.
Please get away from the talent. Please get away from the talent. DJ Platypus, Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year, Uncle Eddie, and thank you so much for having you having us on your show.
I am not here tonight.
I am not here tonight as DJ Platypus.
I am here tonight
as a representative of Exotic Dancer Publications.
Oh, ED Publications. I know them well.
I like the word exotic.
And for those of you that don't know who ED Publications is, we are the people that host the convention nationally every year for our strip club industry. We have the world's finest adult publication, ediepublications.com. You can catch all of your new things there in the future, because I am here today to announce
Joe, drumroll. There you go, big announcement. And fanfare.
Awesome. I am here to announce that in February of this year, this brand new spanking year, Exotic Dance Publications, ED Publications, is forming a brand new website.
Ooh.
And it's going to be mobile capable. Ooh. And we are going to take over the industry by storm, because this new website is basically conceptually, Eddie, you're going to love this.
Yes.
If TMZ and CNN had a strip club baby, it would be called The Pub.
I love it.
And The Pub is the new website that is going to get inside of all of these strip clubs and basically tell the world the news of the strip club industry in a positive way. And we have some other cool bells and whistles that you guys will figure out. But the official announcement here exclusively on your show is that we are now in the process of putting the finishing touches on a brand spanking new website that is going to highlight the strip club industry and hopefully change a little culture and change some lives.
Now, I know there's also stuff that you can't get into right now. I mean, I know you're embargoed on a couple of things that I got to be privy to because I was involved in some of the dialogue.
You were embargoing?
He's embargoed. I'm not embargoed, but I know, but I won't say nothing because I'm nice.
Right.
But he's embargoed where it comes to a lot of big names are going to be involved in the new venture. Am I correct?
Allegedly, yes, you are correct.
Yes. Allegedly, right. Senator?
But I really can't announce that right now.
Yes.
But I can announce this, though. Through some very strenuous negotiating tactics by Mr. Uncle Eddie himself.
That's me!
I can say officially at this particular moment that you, my friend,
yes,
will be in Las Vegas, Nevada this August of this year. And you will be helping us with the website. By being our celebrity guest on all of our video content for this year's convention.
Danny, I'm a celebrity guest.
Interviews.
Liar.
No, I am. He said so. He said celebrity guest. Get that
liar
in the fucking drop.
I hope they have a wide lens.
No, I think he said you wear a dress.
Oh, I wear a dress.
That's right.
I guess that's what he said.
Well, I hear a lot of jealousy going on in
yes,
that room,
I hear,
boys, and I must tell you,
these harpies,
you guys should,
just a little.
You guys should be in awe of Uncle Eddie's talent.
That's what I say to them every show.
I know he tells me that all the
time.
Which
is why I have gone out on a limb here to beg and plead with Uncle Eddie to please come to our expo.
Yes.
Please give us your wisdom, your value of entertainment.
Joe, don't fuck this up.
And add professionalism to our quality product.
Yes.
And, of course, Uncle Eddie said, are there going to be naked women there? I said, yes, sir, there are. He said,
I said, sign me up, sir.
You're going to get me laid?
Hey, sailor, I like what you're selling.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I can imagine how fast he said,
I was going to say, literally the negotiation was, Eddie, do you want to go to Vegas and talk to porn stars and strippers and big-time celebrities and A-list celebrities and stuff like that? I literally tried to come up with a word that was shorter than yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and all joking aside, though, it is going to be a great platform for the strip club industry. And we're very excited.
Yeah.
I've already have three major media markets set up. We have film crews that are going to be there covering big events. Very our three nice biggest events at Exotic Dancer Publications are, of course, our EDIs. We have EDI West. We have EDI East. This year, our EDI West club Actually, I can't even announce that yet, but there will be an announcement. I almost let something out of the bag on your show.
I almost did it. There's so much stuff in the bag.
We can't have exclusives.
Look, Mikey, don't whip out your bag right now, all right? Jesus.
So the new pub, as I like to call it, the pub, Exotic Dancer Publications website, is going to be filled with exclusives. And we're really going to try and get some information going through the entire industry and find out what's happening in all the clubs in a kind of a cool, unique way that'll be on your phones.
Yes.
And we're very excited about it. And is my special guest, should I try to get my special guest?
Can
my special guest even hear me right now?
I think the mystery guest must come on the show now.
Can the mystery guest hear me?
Yeah.
Hold on. Before you say it, Uncle Eddie.
Yes.
I want to say to you first, thank you for letting me make this announcement. I was very nervous today, not about announcing that there's a new website for Exotic Dancer Publications, edpublications.com, in February. The pub. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be huge. Huge.
But, I'm really nervous because we had a friend in common, Eddie.
Yes, we did.
There was somebody that brought us together in life, and that person then vanished, and we were befuddled. And you said to me, Uncle Eddie, you said, Platypus, go find that man.
Yeah, one job.
And I'm here to tell you, your first show back in a brand new year, 2018, I bring to you, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mr. Tony Batman.
Woo! Yay. Back from the dead, Tony Batman.
And the crowd goes wild. Look at that.
Holy shit.
We tried.
Very nice.
Dude, Tony Batman, we have so many questions. I don't know where.
Wait a minute. Before we start that, I want to know was it a fiddle faddle? What? With no fiddle faddle or what? What was that?
I said befuddled, Batman.
Befuddled. Now I want fiddle faddle, you fuckers. Jesus.
Well, Eddie, give the audience at least a backstory who Tony was and what happened.
Who Tony was. Well, thank you.
Yeah, like the way you talk, like I'm not even here anymore.
Yeah, really.
You can hear my voice, right? This isn't a dream. Right? I mean, come on.
Wait,
this is already like old times.
Joe, give me the flashback chimes. There you go. I didn't ask for fanfare.
In a land long, long ago.
Yes. There once was a man from Nantucket.
I'm pretty sure the listeners on this show have heard me before.
Oh, no, I mean, absolutely.
You've had your listeners for how many years now? 20, 30 years?
I started this show. I was four when we started.
Yeah. Well, Tony, you haven't met Carla yet. Her vagina's huge.
She's got a giant vagina.
Is she not on the show today, or what's going on?
No, she's going to come on the 17th, but we don't even know if we can accommodate her in the studio.
Oh, I was going to say, because there's no echo coming out of the studio right now. So.
Let's go live to Carla's
vagina.
She's
obviously not in the room.
Carla, your vagina, vagina. No, all right. So, by the way, Tony Batman, legendary world of adult entertainment. We can put it that way, okay? A man who's, if you said his name, I said his name, I got into a porn convention once. Just saying his name, you don't need ID. You were Tony Batman. Boom, doors opened.
Right.
Girls would throw condoms at you. It was an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Okay? Then he goes into witness protection.
Right. The used ones at you.
Yes. Well, they still were condoms.
Oh, all right.
Even though they were full of ectoplasm. The fact of the matter is, then he went into witness protection. No one saw him.
Oh, goodness.
Right. We didn't know what happened. And then, magically out of nowhere, now here's where the question, at least my question, starts. The last time I saw you, okay, by the way, this is also a gentleman who did a movie with Stal the Stockbroker and Beetlejuice.
Right.
Where there was nonstop tits and ass throughout the whole movie. And it was on Showtime at 3 a.m.
And Ron Jeremy, too.
And Ron Jeremy, and it's an amazing flick. Check it out. Okay, now, the last time I see my booby, Tony Batman, is on the interweb, on the Facebook, the Facha Libre, and I see him standing at a pulpit
in a church where normally men like us will be set ablaze.
Right.
He's standing at an altar, and is he sacrificing a chicken? No. He's leading a clergy. He's leading a clergy. What happened to you, sir? Please. I mean, have you found faith? I'm totally down with it. I just, like, what happened? Like, where did we go wrong with you? What happened? My son.
It came a point in my life where I had done so much stuff and I had so much fun, and anybody who has done stuff over and over again that they really wanted to do just for pleasure. I don't know if you guys have done that, but like,
no,
you just kind of get kind of. It becomes normal to you. Once something spectacular is done enough times, it becomes normal to you because that's the way the brain works. So I decided to retire and move out to our Georgia house where I live out in the woods, and I decided to start studying metaphysics. And then I decided that was pretty good. It was working well for me, and then I just wanted to be a metaphysician after that. And so I started studying that. And a couple of years later, it led me to this spiritual center out in the middle of nowhere where I trained even further to become a prayer chaplain in their center as well.
Okay, so
that's how that all came about. So there was just a point where I decided to change directions.
Now, at what point did they tell you about Xenu, and when did they take the Phaetons out of you?
And take the what out of me?
The Phaetons. Oh, wait, you're not in Scientology. This is a regular religion.
No, it's not really a religion.
Oh, all right. What denomination is this?
The spiritual center. It's metaphysics. It's universal. We're all one power. You've seen The Secret and things like that. And the Michael Beckwiths and the big shows and the Wayne Dyers and things like that, the Tony Robbins. Well, that's all based on metaphysics. So I decided to look further into that and got into it. And next thing you know, it sucked me in.
Wow. It's not the first time he's been sucked in.
Okay, so Tony, so does this mean that you can't go into a strip club ever again?
No, there's no discrimination in the real power of the universe. There's no discrimination against anything. We're all one. So if I go into a strip club, it's not going to catch me on fire or anything.
All right, that's good to know. That's good to know because I want to go to a strip club with Tony Batman, and I don't want to be set ablaze or torn asunder. Unless I'm paying full price for it. So my question is also, it was the first time, Tony, that you saw a bunch of girls on their knees and they were just talking to you. Was that strange?
It's not Catholic in any way.
Okay. Just asking. I don't know.
I understand, Eddie. I know. I know your background and
yes.
your name and where you are right now. But where I go, there's no little benches for your knees that pop down underneath the pews.
No, they give every one of them pads, which is nice. It's generous. It's a very good.
All actually stand up, and you'd like this. Everybody closes their eyes and takes a deep breath, and sort of a yoga pose is how it all begins. You go into a meditation, and then. Words that are entered into your head at that point, theoretically, you retain more of that knowledge and all this kind of stuff because you're at ease and you're not in hyperactivity for your brain. So it's supposed to just help life all the way around.
Now, Eddie, let me jump in here for one second.
Please do. But okay. I was going to say, I don't think this is wild and crazy. I'm actually interested in this. So there you go.
Because like, now Tony's our boy, and we're happy for him no matter what.
Yes.
If Tony finds happiness, we support you no matter what, Tony. You know that. We've been all
right. I love you guys.
We may mock you, but we love you.
Right.
It's okay.
But the way that you say this, it sounds very it just sounds normal and comfortable. But in our heads, and correct me if I'm wrong, Uncle Eddie.
Yes, sir.
But I'm picturing that scene from Star Wars where they finally found Luke, and it was like years later, and he's got like the beard, and he's like, I don't want to be a Jedi anymore. I'm burning these books. I'm going to start my own thing. I just don't think that the strip club community or the adult community can kind of comprehend this. And everyone I've talked to in the strip club business thinks that Tony found Jesus.
Wow.
And I kind of wanted to bring Tony here to set the record straight. And just, I think Tony found happiness.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. And that's what everyone's looking for. No one's looking for Jesus. He's hiding behind the couch anyway.
Yeah.
I find him all the time.
Right. Well, if you can find a way to make your mind, your brain, and your heart happy all at one time while you're here on Earth, that's what's called heaven in our way of thinking, the way that the way I am taught. So there is no heaven up and above. It's making yourself happy on all three of those parts at one time while you're here on Earth, then you're living in heaven.
Right,
when you're all separated from those things, then you're kind of living in hell, and Earth is hell then. That's kind of like how we're taught to think of it.
I don't know, but I think I'm joining this cult. I'll tell you that right now. Everything's making sense. Every fucking thing he's saying is making sense.
Wouldn't it be easier just to move to, I don't know, California where happiness is legal?
Yeah.
No, weed is not the way to happiness. Weed helps happiness.
And
what?
Weed helps you go to sleep, though.
Hey,
and
Tony.
It does make you happy, but if you're dependent upon it, think about being that way all the time without the weed.
We know exactly what it means.
Yeah, look what happened to fucking Joe.
Yeah.
He's down to 6 brain cells. That's it.
No.
And 3 of those are for rent.
My second favorite guy on the show, too. Go figure.
Oh,
Tony, what do you miss most? Like now that you've been removed from the industry for a good period of time, what is it that, out of everything, what do you miss? Because I think the listeners that aren't in the club community might wonder, you know?
Well, that's the part of taking all the three parts of your body, which is your brain, your mind, and your heart, and putting them all together, you're happy. You don't miss anything. You don't need for anything. Nothing is a need.
I'm not disputing anything that Tony's fucking saying. He's making sense.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, he's making sense. I mean, this doesn't sound like that.
Coming from Tony Batman. It's pretty easy.
No, I know, but coming from Tony Batman, a man who would be serviced by women literally the moment he woke up to the moment he went to sleep, I mean, that coming from him, yes, it sounds a little weird. I got that part. But the actual, because it's not a Bible thingy. Like, he's not, like, reading Luke chapter 3. You know, he's talking to the, he's going, excuse me, universe, I think you hear me knocking. And I'm coming in. That's what he's talking about. And me, that I'm agnostic, I don't believe in any of the religious mumbo-jumbo. But, you know, talking to the universe, I do believe in.
Yeah.
Because I think that there's something out there. I agnostic, you hedge your bet. We don't call it God. We go,
right.
Oh, there's something out there. I don't know what the fuck we call it. Call it Phil for all
I
can.
And as we say in our ceremonies, when I'm speaking, a lot of times you don't call it God either. You don't call it the universe either. You actually let the people choose that are listening to you and call it as you wish to call your power.
The Princess Bride religion. I love that one.
Yes.
As you wish.
I think it'd be funnier if you guys just called it Phil.
Yeah.
Like if you went like, blessed be Phil who comes in the name of the Phil.
No, that doesn't mean that. You know, that's not even why I retired from the industry. It was just I had been there for a very long time, and I had told myself in the beginning of it, like, boy, this is fun, but when it stops being kind of all the way fun, you should probably leave because that's the best time to go.
Otherwise, you can only get crabs, you end up kind of bitter at the end. But you can only get crabs so many times, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, come on now. I understand why you left. The cream stops working after a certain number of times.
There you go.
Yeah, but that's when you shave one side and light the other side on fire and stab them as they jump out.
You're a fucking sicko. You need Jesus in your life.
What's wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? Oh. Holy crap!
So the best part of doing that, my first speech to a congregation was, I was really nervous. Now, if you guys all know that I've never really been nervous up on a stage before, but with the pulpit in front of it, it's totally different, and you have to take your ego and throw it away and become a totally different voice. So, and that was brand new for me. It's the first time I've ever done it. Now, those of you who have been in like Toastmasters and given speeches like that before, you know how different that can be from being right. A DJ or an MC. So I was actually, for the first time in say 10 years, like nervous. I mean, visibly shaking nervous.
Do the people in the crowd know, like, your backstory? Do you, like, say that in your sermon? Like, I used
no.
to do this? Because I wonder
no.
how that's
No, I'm not a I'm not out. A Black Baptist preacher on TV. That's how they do it.
This one time!
I came and the Lord fixed me and send me your money and yeah.
This one time, this girl was giving me fellatio. And I was like, Jesus, sweet Jesus, get off my ball bag. I gave her a laying of the hands on her clitoris, and I released the demons, Billy. I released the demons all over the floor. And I was like, blessed be my tongue, who gives you the sign of the cross on your clit.
Can you imagine if Batman convinces Uncle Eddie and I to retire from our post?
Oh, Jesus.
And then we take on a life of promoting Tony to be that guy on TV. Can you imagine that? Like, you're fishing through the channels, and all of a sudden, it's the Tony Batman show! It's like this whole thing.
Oh, boy.
This whole production. We've got Joe on a crucifix. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Speaking on the internet, so, you know, look forward to something. You never know.
Holy shit. You know what's funny? Even when Danny just spit out your drink.
Almost. I almost
Joe on the
shit
the vision of Joe on the crucifix will definitely make you laugh.
I do have rope that
with
I bought.
Rope around his neck.
Yeah, tie him to the crucifix.
Guys have these homicidal tendencies.
We won't give you any nails, Joe. Listen, just rope.
Oh, goodness.
Gorilla tape. It works on everything.
Hey, stop calling.
Stop calling me. I'm on the phone with two fucking icons. Shut up. Yeah, bastards.
Hey, speaking of the crucifix, how about that upside down Christmas tree that everybody's selling this year? What's up with that?
Oh, I never saw that.
Well, it's as good as a regular Christmas tree when you really think about it.
I mean, you put the cross upside down, though, it kind of means something else, right?
It does,
usually, yeah.
I was taught that they made the crucifix out of old Christmas trees. That's what it was. It was just they just shaved the tree down, took the logs, put it together into a cross, and said, "Hey, Jesus, Merry Christmas." And there you go. Where'd you get me? Oh, a crown of thorns. Great. Fucking great!
Now, I'm out in the woods all by myself right now, but I did see that people in the big cities were putting their Christmas trees upside down. It's a new kind of thing, and I thought that maybe that's kind of odd for Christmas. I mean, speaking of Christmas, I mean, you guys like Christmas, right?
We keep the Christ in Christmas, sir. Just saying.
I love Christmas.
We have a Christmas pig.
We do the lighting of the pig, so it's a little different. We have a pig that lights up. If you need to go back a couple of videos, you can see it.
Yeah. I'll definitely go back and take a look.
It pisses off the Muslims and some Jews, but let me tell you, it's fucking pretty. That's all that matters.
Now, is this the kind of pig that maybe got that Bubba the Love Sponge in trouble back in the day?
No. No slaughtering in the... You know what's also funny, by the way, you two? Speaking of Bubba, I work with Brent now.
Really?
Brent Hatley works at SiriusXM.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it's the weirdest fucking thing to talk to him and be like, dude, I'm like literally a fan of your fucking work. And he was like, I know he was the second banana on that fucking show, but to me, he held that show together. And now he's not working with Bubba, he's working with Howard.
Right.
And it's like the weirdest thing.
Well, he was definitely the brains of the coordination.
Exactly, exactly.
And he was the nicest guy out of the whole group.
Oh,
too.
Dude, he's
so
he's
I hung out with them for a little bit, but he was definitely the coolest dude out of all of them, and I'm very happy for his success.
Dude, he's a sweetheart, and even though he's a Marine and he'll kill me for calling him a sweetheart, he's a sweetheart.
Wasn't he the swinger?
Yeah, and back in the day. Now he's married. Now he's married. But remember when he also drank Jack Daniels and went apeshit?
Right, right.
No, he joined the he joined the SOB with Tony, Society of Batman.
Okay.
It's a new cult. Yeah. It's nice.
But you antagonize somebody, they're going to get pissed off
of course.
Eventually.
Tell me that wouldn't be a great
Tony,
name if you started
Tony,
his own church.
Can you save Joe?
Please save Joe.
Can you save Joe?
He's not a miracle.
Well, you know, that's another thing that people have been coming up to me about. And here's the thing. It's like everyone knows that old adage that you cannot save anybody that doesn't want to be saved, first off. And we all know we've sat through me trying to do that inside the industry, save people that really didn't even want my help. But you know, that went that way, so
but you
can't save anybody that doesn't want to be saved, and you can only point them in the right direction. They have to save themselves.
Right.
But
that's why there is really no saving going on. You can point somebody like, hey, this is what I've seen, and this is what I've seen that works. And if they don't want to try it, then they go on their merry way, and nobody says another word. If they do try it and it works for them, then they save themselves, and boom, everybody wins.
Well, right. Back in the day, though, Tony would lay hands on people anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly,
yeah, in a totally different way.
Yes, but once you would lay your hands on them, they would look at you and say, "He has risen."
Oh my goodness!
All right. So let's wrap this. Up.
Yeah, we have to wrap this up because Danny said we got to go to commercial half an hour now. Go ahead. So let's wrap it up.
Batman has not found Jesus.
No.
He has found happiness.
Yes, and a round of applause for that.
Well, Jesus is in there too, but yeah.
Obviously, he still supports our industry on some capacity, or he would not be on the show today. And we appreciate that.
I love you guys always.
And we love you,
my brothers, no matter what.
He still has his xhamster.com fucking subscription. He's good.
There you go.
He's good. He's in there.
Yeah.
And he is alive and well. And we're starting off a new year. And I just thought it would be really cool to bring us all together one more time for a little reunion to wish Uncle Eddie, his whole crew there, and all the Haminators that listen to just have a great year. And remember, when in doubt, check the pub, www.ediepublications.com, brand-new website.
Yeah.
And I had to get my cheap plug in there. You know that.
Okay.
But,
oh, wait a minute.
Thank you so much for having us on.
How about this? I got to do a live read.
Yeah.
Feel free. This portion of the show brought to you by the pub. Go ahead. You tell them where to go.
edpublications.com.
edpublications.com. Well, you can get your publications.com. Yeah, because we don't have a slogan yet, so fuck off.
Yeah.
How about that?
We'll make one up.
Yeah, so there.
Yeah, there you go.
How about that? Talk to the universe.
It was great talking to you guys, though. And hopefully I get to talk to you again.
Right.
Hey, that ED pub sounds pretty good. Maybe I'll write some positive motion for it.
Okay.
Who knows? Who knows what could happen?
There you go.
But anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause.
Thank you, guys.
For Tony Batman and, of course, Mike DeSuno, a.k.a. DJ Platypus, a.k.a. my new boss for the month of August. Round of applause.
Yeah.
See you in Vegas, Eddie.
All right, I'll wear tiny shorts.
Okay.
Hey, he's not kidding.
I'll see you later, guys.
So you're going to Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas, baby.
You're going to Vegas. You know what's
in close? August.
In August. It's going to be hot and I'm fat.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yes.
Hopefully.
So why don't you stay
we
there?
Made that mistake.
Just like chlamydia.
We made that mistake of going into Vegas in August once.
All right. It's the Ham Radio Show. We got to go to break because Danny's going to punch me in the dick.
That's
we'll
right.
be right back after these words.
What's your name, scumbag?
Ham Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toads.
Now they will be here.
Forever. Adios, you chicken-plucking little stinker.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you.
Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Yeah, you are listening to the Ham Radio Show. But I got to tell you about something, even though it's already passed, the countdown to Christmas at DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. All you have to do is go to DallasNovelty.com and enter the promo code HOLIDAY17 at the checkout. That's HOLIDAY17 at the checkout to get, oh, you want to know what you get? You get 15% off everything. That's right, 15% off everything. And all you have to do is type in the word HOLIDAY17. That's holiday and the number 17. That's it. It's that simple. Even you guys can do it. It's that simple. Holiday 17, Dallas Novelty, countdown to Christmas. Christmas may have passed, but you don't want to pass on these savings. 15% off everything that they got on the site. And remember, it's Dallas Novelty, so sex is for everyone. So go to DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. Yay! Do it for Uncle Eddie. Come on. Do it for me.
With your host, Jason Hadley. Rapper 2 Chainz is considering a lawsuit against Walmart after the retail giant was caught selling his line of hooded sweatshirts. However, considering Walmart's average customer, they'll never outsell the hooded robes. The lineup has been announced for the 2018 Coachella Music Festival, which includes Beyoncé, Eminem, and The Weeknd. I'd say the current year, 2018, is also the ticket price, but you'd be more accurate to use the Jewish calendar as it's the year 5778. A contestant on the long-running game show Jeopardy lost points, according to judges, when he mispronounced the name of Coolio's hit song Gangsta's Paradise. Coolio reportedly had no hard feelings, even though in his younger years he would have wiped the floor with him. Versus his post-rapping career, where he also would wipe the tables, the windows, and the sink fixtures. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the Stone Rocker. I mean some bad players, but tonight, they gon' do it all together.
Who could be the boss? Look up on the cross.
Standing in the land of the lost. Swinging up the sideways.
I'm blazing up the path.
The highways around, choked up by the smoke and the charcoal.
Lava stamps
and brains read like a barcode.
Dashing all the media strikes.
See the media dikes. It's reinforcement for the fight.
And now
the keeps a galley on the phone. I got the bees on the track. Where the fuck you at?
Now. Let me hear your pitches run your mouth now.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm plugging in the social skills to keep my total bills over a million. The last
boom, me and Meth. Fuck you. 718-577-1389.
What up, Doc?
And I love how people cannot fucking wait to call the show when we're on the air doing stuff. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Happy New Year. It's Magic Mike.
Hey.
How you doing, Mikey?
It's this retard over here now.
Hey, Mikey.
Mike.
Congratulations on the Bills.
Yeah.
Yes,
really,
your
man.
Bills made it all the way because Cincinnati did something.
I'm over here now. Oh, you jackoff.
You call me a jackoff? You're a jackoff, wow. Jackoff.
I'm over here. I'm over here now.
I'm
you
over here now.
I compliment the guy about yeah, his team wow, and everything. And wow.
Billy, because you're a jackoff. Face.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not talk about anything that's washed up like, you know, Mr. Dice anyway. But I want to thank you guys. I want to thank you guys for congratulating me on the Buffalo Bills win. Not that many people. I mean, I have been getting, you know, death threats and stuff like that, but, you know, it happened.
Wait, Mike, did you hear that someone else, we have a caller on line two. Line two, what do you have to say about Mike?
Because he's a scumbag.
Dice called from his fucking day job at Taco Waffle, and he wanted to tell you that you're a scumbag. So back
I didn't. I didn't think that the home would let Dice use the phone. Oh, he's in the home.
He's on a 15-minute break. It's Jello time.
You know I met Dice a couple of times. When O&A had him, and it was the funniest thing. They would go back and forth, and I would just sit there dying. And, you know, Dice was really cool. He was talking about, you know, all the old stuff. But enough about Andrew Dice. How about we talk about, yes, and the Buffalo Bills. We're here. We got here. It's amazing. I not only got my New Year's Eve kiss for my new woman.
Oh.
But I got the ring in the new year the right way.
So how is your cousin?
She's good.
She's good. I actually met
my cousin. What do you call it? At your house. I took her from you because she was your cousin. You met her in Virginia at family reunion.
That's because you're a scumbag.
Because he's a scumbag.
Oh. By the way, listening in the Facebook Live suite is Cabby. Cabby, formerly of Kane and Cabby on 92.3 K-Rock, who, by the way, is battling a ridiculous fucking illness where he couldn't walk. So,
wow. So
technically, I feel bad for him because he's stuck listening to this shit because he can't get up and turn the knob. So he's got to listen to our show, and I don't want to make him feel worse than he already does. But he did walk a couple of steps. He's getting better. So congratulations to Cabby on that. Full recovery.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about his illness, but you know what? He should have somebody, you know, around the house to turn the knob. Maybe Billy, he's good at turning knobs. Billy, turn the knob.
Oh, Billy! Billy, you're a scumbag.
Because he's a scumbag.
I gotta tell you guys, I love your show, Eddie. I'm a big supporter of you and Billy
and all you guys out there. Mike,
if you're gonna
come out to us, this is great, man. Go ahead. It's 2018. No one cares if you're gay. Just let it out, my friend.
Okay. Well, we all know you're gay, so it's okay, buddy.
I'm not gay. The guy that fucks me in the ass is
Mike,
gay.
And I'm too peach killer to be gay, brother.
No, I said I'm not gay. The guy that fucks me in the ass, that dude's fucking gay.
Yeah, right? Isn't that a homo. Billy needs to stay away from you because I heard some bad things go on between you two.
Yeah.
Yeah, such but as? I've never had backdoor action with Billy. I'll tell you that right now.
Who would be
on top? You never admitted to having it.
Oh, yeah, that is a good question. Who would be the top? Who would be the bottom of that?
You know what they say. The pitcher catch.
Yeah. Not me. Billy, if you had to fucking had to take one in the shitter.
No, I'm good.
No, if you had to. Who would you take it in the shitter from? Danny, me, or Joe?
Did you ever go to a proctologist? You know, you ever went to one of those?
I don't mind a finger in my shitter. I'm talking about, we're talking about a dick, Joe.
Yeah, that's a whole different issue.
Joe, you remember the 70s. We're talking about dick in the ass.
Sure, yeah. Plato's Retreat. It ring a bell?
Hi-yo.
They had drinks.
I don't know. I was drunk during this.
remember what Tony Soprano once told Dr. Melfi? Sometimes you have to do what you have to do in the camp.
Damn right.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Now hold my cigarettes while I fuck my cellmate.
You want to take a shower?
I like how every show that I call, because I call a lot of shows, every show that I call, I somehow take it to the next. We started out with talking about the Bills, dice, and taking it in the shitter and gayness. It's great.
You're like a magnet for this shit.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Maybe we should just call you Magnet Mike instead of Magic Mike.
No. Yeah, Magnet Mike. Yeah, right? Oh, man.
He's a cock magnet.
I just want to say, though, that this is a great show. I love calling you guys. You guys are great, man.
I got to tell you. You can say that we're the best show you've ever heard in the world.
You guys are. And everybody listening out there, the man, the ham. You know, Uncle Eddie is outrageous. And, all you guys are great.
I heard somebody
drop a... Say it before about a cheap plug. There's no such thing as a cheap plug.
There's no such thing. There's a cheap plug. Billy has one in his ass right now. It's very cheap.
Yeah, well, he does like the butt plug. Like, I heard it from a reliable source. Yeah, I can't give his full name, but I can give his. I can give his friend's first initial. His name is P, and he's a Miami Dolphin fan, and we beat the Dolphins.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Big Finger.
Big Finger. He's the man with the plan. Big Finger. Pull it out of my gland. Okay.
All right. So are you guys ready for tomorrow? Because everybody and their brother was out at the supermarket today trampling old ladies to get their bread, their milk, and everything. And you know what I ended up getting?
What?
Raped?
that too on the way back. Oh. You know, women love me. No, I got 12 packs of beer, bro. I'm ready.
Hey.
Tonight, everybody at home, and you're listening to the show, tonight at tomorrow, at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, Jersey.
He's already drank.
New Japan.
What?
Sorry, I have a cock in my mouth. Sorry, no. New Japan
cock
Pro Wrestling. Are you gonna watch it, Eddie?
I'm gonna be at work when it's on. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna watch it, the replay on Access. He's talking about Wrestle Kingdom 12.
Right.
He's also talking about from New Japan Pro Wrestling. He's also talking about the biggest match I think in the world right now. It will be Kenny Omega taking on Chris Jericho. It's Alpha vs. Omega. It will be a huge fucking match. It will be for the New Japan Pro Wrestling United States Championship.
That's correct.
Which I believe, I'm going to tell you right now, here's my prediction. Mike, we'll get yours in a second. My prediction is Jericho walks out with the belt. Jericho walks out with the belt. It's going to happen. Because the best way to tell a story is that Kenny Omega has to chase after that belt.
Right.
And you know when they get to freaking Long Beach,
and they
do the American Invasion again, boom, you're going to have the rematch of the year is going to happen again.
Well, isn't Jericho putting together a cruise. Wrestling cruise?
Yep, he's going to be on the cruise.
So, voila, you put him on that. You could sell it up off of that left and right.
Damn right. By the way, comedian Robert Kelly listening to the show as well right now.
Oh.
So, I like the name drop because it's better than saying, like, Danny's listening to the show right now.
Danny never really does.
I don't think Danny ever listens to the show. I don't think Danny's here right now.
Yeah.
Danny's just there. He's in the room, yes.
I'm here in spirit.
Yes, I don't think Danny even knows who Kenny Omega is.
I think he's watching reruns of The Odd Couple.
He on this day, Felix Unger got kicked out of his house. All right, so who do you think? You got Kenny Omega, you got Chris Jericho. Who do you got?
I think Kenny Omega because Jericho's still under contract with WWE. And, I mean, it would be great if Jericho did win. And then, you know, you just said that Omega chases him. Maybe Omega chases him back to WWE.
Everybody knows that
Triple H has gotten contact with Omega.
Yeah, but he's not fucking under contract with the WWE.
I think he still is.
No, if he was under contract, Vince would sure as shit not let this happen.
Yeah, this wouldn't happen. He would have had
in the WWE. Yeah, because Vince wouldn't do the cruise. Vince didn't want anything to do with the cruise. That's why Ring of Honor stepped in.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what happened? Oh, so Jericho is not okay because someone told me that Jericho was part time. That's why.
Well, you got to tell that guy to take this cock out of his fucking ass.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey guys, before I go, I just want to say two things. Number one, I want to say that today we lost a good friend of mine and a good friend of the wrestling world, and that's Mount Fuji from the Glow Girls of Wrestling.
Aww.
Women's wrestling. We lost her.
And also, the Glow Girls
have a cruise coming up, and that, you know, if you guys want to go out there, just go to Glow, what do you call women, and put in the cruise will come up. And also, because this is a third one,
this
to
is
everybody out there, even you guys, you were talking about Vegas before, right? You were saying you're going to Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas.
I got the best gift. Me and Magic. Magic got the gift from me, and I got it from him. I can't tell you what it was because it was
Chlamydia?
Private. No. It is. Ready? It is Cauliflower Alley Club.
Right.
And it was established in 1965.
Yes.
And anybody that wants to join the club can go there. And do it. It's a great organization.
Yes, it is. I've heard nothing but great things.
Billy has cauliflower testicles. I don't know if you know that. You know how much
I'd like to check them out one day.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're fucking beautiful. They're beautiful.
And there you go, folks. See, so there's my testimony right there, folks, about these two.
They're beautiful.
He tasted them, too.
He fried them up one time. I had them for lunch. Yes, they were delicious.
Fried them up. I love it.
Beautiful.
All right, guys. I'm going to say this. Happy New Year. I love your show. Keep doing what you're doing, brother, because it's a great thing.
I'm trying to save radio one dick joke at a time, my friend.
There you go.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got a couple of dicks over there that'll help you.
Oh, that's you guys.
Hey,
you guys got to admit I am funny. I know I am. I kill myself.
Yes.
Now go
to everything.
He kills himself. Go do that.
Yeah, I might just, if I hear Billy's voice one more time, I might just jump off of a bridge.
That's because he's a scumbag, right? You can say
that. I'll talk to you guys later. Magic Mike's going now, guys. Enjoy yourself.
Later, right. Magic Mike.
Take care,
Magic
buddy.
Mike calling Billy a scumbag. Yeah.
Get closer to the edge. You'll be fine.
Yes, I'm close to the edge.
You know, my farts smell like cauliflower.
Well, there you go, folks. And there's the show, people. When you want to know what this show's about, there it is.
I guess Billy's been balls deep in Joe.
No, you got my cauliflower balls on my asshole. Here we go, boys. Throw out your hands. Stick out your tush.
We got to stop the madness.
I know. Sorry. Yeah, really.
Throw out your hands. Stick out your tush. Go on ahead. Give them a push. Don't be surprised. You're doing the French mistake. Voila.
Whoopsie.
Yes. God, can we have that as a drop? Can they have that, please, as a drop?
What?
The whole fucking song.
Yeah.
No, the French mistake from Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles.
Throw out your hands. Stick out your tush. Go on ahead. Give them a push. Don't be surprised. You're doing the French mistake. Voila.
What's the other one from Pepto-Bismol? Upset stomach.
Yes, we need that one too.
Diarrhea.
Upset stomach, indigestion, then diarrhea.
What's that prick want?
I don't know.
I don't. It's not the prick. It's the asshole. Yeah. That's where diarrhea comes from.
It's very liberal on TV. I'll say it.
Yes, they do. They have a lot of stuff now. Did you, by the way, has anyone speaking of liberal watched Happy yet?
Happy?
Yes, I'm
What's
fucking sci-fi
on?
With with Christopher Maloney from Law and Order. From
what is this?
Oh my god!
Show
it's fucking great. What it is the it's hard to explain. He's an ex cop.
Yeah.
He's now a hitman.
Okay.
But he's just like a fucking dirty fuck. Oh. And then on top of everything else, now his daughter who gets kidnapped.
Yeah.
Her imaginary fucking unicorn is now voiced by Patton Oswalt.
Okay.
Guides him to go find. He has to find his daughter who's been kidnapped by this like fucking rapist.
Okay.
Quite frankly, and it is fucked up beyond all recognition.
This doesn't sound like a comedy show.
No, it's hysterical. You got to watch
it. It's a comedy.
But you were talking about going too far. Yeah. There's a whole scene in the movie where he's cheating on his wife and he's fucking his partner.
Yeah.
And he's literally, you watch him fuck his partner. The only thing you don't see is insertion.
Okay.
Everything else you see, like he's fucking her against the wall
and
he's
on
naked.
This is a sci-fi channel?
Yeah.
Oh,
and it's amazing.
Isn't cable great?
Cable is outstanding.
Yeah. Well, usually sci-fi is pretty G-rated. You know, it's not.
No, this is way over PG.
Oh, well.
This is way over PG.
You
know what, Joe, you know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
It reminds me of this.
Throw out your hands, stick out your tush, hands on your hips, give them a push, you'll be surprised, your toe is a pinch mistake, voila!
Wait, cut! I love Don DeLuise.
I love DeLuise. Rest in peace.
Wrong!
Faggots. Okay. Just watch me. It's so simple.
Will you, Sissy Mary?
Sissy Mary? Give me the playback and...
Stop doing
watch
that.
Me faggots.
Watch me, faggots.
Throw out your hands. Sit down to tush. Hands on your hips.
Give him a push.
You'll be surprised.
You're doing the French mistake. Voila.
Come on, girls. Let's get him.
That's when the Cowboys come in.
Action. Okay. Oh, wait till I get out. Okay. Play back.
I love this movie so much.
Throw out your hands, stick out your tush, hands on your hips.
Give them a push.
There come the Cowboys.
Now the bet. Wait, is that the whole scene?
Yeah.
Play the whole scene because the best line is "Fuck you, I work for Mel Brooks."
Yes.
This is a closed set.
Stop hitting the table.
Oh,
keep fucking shit up.
In the hell do you think you're
doing here?
This is a closed
set.
Piss on you. I'm working
for Mel Brooks.
Not in the face.
Thank you.
Buddy, come on, girls.
Come on, girls. that was a funny scene.
Oh, cannot make that movie now. We'll be sued by everyone.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy fuck.
I don't know if you could make it better than
you,
this.
You could not. That was... No. One of the greatest movies ever made, Blazing Saddles. So far tonight, kids, pay attention. Yeah. Watch the documentary about Sam Kinison. I am Sam Kinison. Go to Spike.com. And then, please, find a copy of Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
And just watch it. And remember what it was like that fucking black people and white people could laugh at each other together. Oh, I love those times.
Did you hear Mel Brooks talk about that movie? He says when he was making the movies, the producers, the wigs, they were telling him, take this out, take that out, take that out. And he was going, yeah, okay, I'll take it out.
He took out nothing.
He said those are the best parts of the movie, like the fart scene.
Yeah, they didn't want the fart scene.
Yeah.
That was the first thing that I ever heard about that movie.
Yeah.
They were all sitting around a campfire.
Non-creative people don't like to push the envelope. They're afraid of repercussions. Creative people don't give a shit.
Hey, Mr. Taggart, can we get some more beans? I think by the smell of it, I think you've had enough. Oh, God, I love that damn movie so fucking much. I have never, like, History of the World, History of the World trumps Blazing Saddles just for me.
No,
okay?
I like Young Frankenstein.
See, I don't...
That was like my favorite, Young Frankenstein.
I don't love Young Frankenstein.
Hey, where are the white women at?
But I don't love Young Frankenstein. Like, yeah. I like Young Frankenstein. It has a couple of great iconic lines in it.
Oh, I think there's a million quotes in that movie.
Oh, yeah, no, there's a ton. Yeah. I said it, but I think History of the World...
I'd be somebody.
History of the World just... We'll talk about this next week.
Okay.
God damn it.
God damn it, why you start.
All right, remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken in 2018, remember, I'm busy in August, because I'm going to Vegas, baby!
Sweet!
That's right. Until next week, I say this. I say AMF, my friends. And Danny, you know what that means?
Adios, motherfucker.
That's right. Adios, motherfucker! I can't breathe! Yeah!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.